This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So I'm going to begin by confiding in you, my dear friends, that I now start to feel the Zman Chiruseinu. Why now? When Shabbos HaGadol is over, the week before, after Shabbos HaGadol until Pesach, is, I don't know, maybe it's a certain liberation. I can't describe it. But the Shabbos HaGadol shir, last night I was a little bit wiped, but I figured I wanted to record the Shabbos HaGadol shir, so I did last night. It came out, B'shas Nice, so it was very nice. But the recording wasn't as good as live, but all the content is there. It's if you get a chance, it's, I think, very meaningful message. It was very meaningful to me. Okay, now I want to just learn a short ha'ara. This is the Daf HaShavua Iyon Shir. So I guess this week we'll be Yoytze, we'll call it. But just one very brief ha'ara on Daf Mem Dalet, and then we'll, in a few moments, go to Mem Hayam and Aleph. And lately, I've been very fascinated with something called Klalei Hashas. I think for those who had the privilege to learn in yeshiva, or even for those who began learning perhaps later in life, most of the focus, if not all of the focus, is on the content of the Gemara. But the methodology of the Gemara and the process of the principles of Gemara, I would say not only do we know very little about, to say we know nothing about it is a compliment. You know, we really never learned it. And for example, the other week we did the Rashba that Rabbi Kiveger quoted about, if you have a Stam Mishnah and a Machloikis and a Braisa, it's not so pasha like what it says in Yevamos that we pass in like the Stam Mishnah. Braisa may have come later. Okay, so this is an example of Klalei Hashas. We're going to be, what I like about it is, we know it already, because when we did the Stira from the Sefer of Rabbi Yochanan says Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, and yet we know we don't paskin like Rav Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha Stam Mishnah, so we learned the principle that Rebbe did not write the Mishnayos. Rebbe merely copied over the early texts of the Mishnah. He codified the Mishnah. And here, today we're going to see one brief example. And I'll tell you the truth, I spoke it out when we learned it, but it's kedai to see this inside. The Gemara on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph brought a shaila on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if somebody marries the relative of your chalutza, Rabbi Kiva says it produces a mamzer. Gemara asks, but it's only a drabanan. So Gemara says, no, teach kroivas gerushasai. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of that? Says the Gemara, the chiddush is that there's a mamzer from chayve krisos. In other words, because the Gemara says, it's mistaber that what Rabbi Kiva is talking about is Krovas Grushasai, because it says Moidim in the Seifa that if you marry Krovas Grushasai, it produces a mamzer. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, if the Tanakhama was talking about it, we understand why it has to say in the Seifa the Chachamim Ar Moide, but if the Tanakhama wasn't talking about it, why does it have to say in the Seifa the Chachamim Ar Moide? The Gemara says, the Chiddush is Yesh Mamzer Mechai Vekrisas. The Gemara says, we already know that. The Mishnah says, Reb Shimon HaTimni Oimer Kol Shechayovim Alav Karis Bidei Shamayim produces a mamzer v'halocha kidvarav. So don't tell me the chiddush is that Chayve Krisus produces mamzeros, because we have a Mishnah like that, and the Mishnah even says the halocha is like Shimon HaTimni. The Gemara says, okay, but maybe Rebbe was soisem a Mishnah like Shimon HaTimni. Question is, if we already have a Beferish Mishnah that the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni, then why would Rebbe need to be soisem a Mishnah like Shimon HaTimni? We have a Mishnah that says halacha kishimon HaTimni. So what is Rebbe adding by stating halacha kishimon HaTimni? And this is what the Aruch Laner is asking. V'dilma kasasim lantana krib Shimon HaTimni, ktsas kasha, lamalon stama, kivin the kvar katani. Why do I need a Stam Mishnah? Rebbe already said halacha kishimon HaTimni. V'yesh loymer, You could say lefi masha kasav atoisus lekaman. Toisus says a klal later on. Ein lemeiden halacha mipi haTalmud. You can't learn halacha from a statement. What does that mean? He explains. Asi shaper diyeshlamar dahachi kibo Rebbe Masnisa mitanom shalafanov. Again, this is all predicated on the fact Rebbe did not write the Mishnah. Rebbe was mekabel a text from earlier Tanoim, and the earlier Tanoim said, Shashanu v'halacha kedvarav. So Rebbe, as a recorded the words that the earlier Tanoim wrote, the opinion of Shimon HaTimni, and halacha kedvarav. But that doesn't mean that that's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe may disagree, because Rebbe is not offering his personal opinion in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not the words of Rebbe. We learned the Mishnah is usually the words of Rebbe Meir, and we don't even paskin like Rebbe Meir. So just because Rebbe taught halacha kedvarav, that's not Rebbe's shita. Rebbe may disagree. Rebbe was just recording what earlier Tanaim wrote. Therefore, if Rebbe is soisem a Mishnah like Shimon HaTimni, then we know Rebbe paskins that way. Lachin katani hacha stam masnisen. By the way, this also explains an expression that we've encountered many times. Amar Rav Chiya, kan shana Rebbe. Here Rebbe taught. What does that mean? Here Rebbe taught. Here it's not Rebbe quoting over the words of other Tanaim. This is the shita of Rebbe. Also, this may explain, and we explain this often al pidrush. But the pashup shad is, when Rebbe talks in Mishnayos, he often says, Amar Rebbe, Oimer Ani. Rebbe, Oimer, Oimer Ani. Rebbe says, I say. As opposed to what? As opposed to just codifying an earlier text. Okay, so that's just food for thought on Daf Mem Dalet. We're going to start now Daf Mem Hei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.